Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
First thing I want to talk about is adoption rights, something that I have a very personal interest in. As they say, I have skin in the game, so to speak, because, as you know, I was born in a mother and baby home, and I'm adopted. Do you believe adopted people should have the automatic access to their birth records? It seems that everybody thought that was going to happen, but it won't happen, according to the Minister, Catherine Zappone. Adopted people will not be given unrestricted access to identity information, birth certificates, etc., under the planned changes to the legislation due to the concerns about birth parents' rights to privacies. And Minister of Children, Catherine Zappone, said that she was personally deeply disappointed. I don't know how, because it's up to her. I mean, she could do something about it if she really tried hard enough, I suppose. Maybe, I don't know. That a consensus could not be reached on the complex and emotive issue of the release of birth information. But that the issue should be put aside for other important issues to be progressed in the area of adoption area, such as tracing for the purpose of reunion or contact and safeguarding records. The Adoption Information Tracing Bill 2016 has been basically sitting on a shelf. It's been contested as it would allow adopted people to seek out details that were previously impossible to obtain under privacy laws. And Zappone announced her decision to progress with the bill after it proved impossible to reach an agreement on the issue, despite everyone involved making significant efforts to reach consensus on the issue of releasing birth information. And the minister's legal advice on the matter was that there must be some protection for birth parents constitutionally. They have a constitutional right to privacy reflected in the legislation, because everybody has a constitutional right to privacy. A spokesperson said there are two rights at play here, the right and identity and the right to privacy. And the legislation must seek to harmonise these rights. However, this advice is contrary to the desire of advocates of unrestricted access to identity information and birth certificates. So look, to put it in a chat, I'm not going to go through all the whole thing about what Catherine Zappone said and everything else. But the bottom line is the whole debate and battle has been over whose rights are more important. Is it that of a birth mother? So let's take a scenario. My scenario, right? 1963, I was born. My mother was working in a mother and baby home. I was there for 18 months. I don't know kind of what happened in the meantime. But 25 years later, am I entitled to know who my birth mother and father are? Am I entitled to know that? Or is she entitled to privacy if she doesn't want me to know? So let's say she might have moved on with her life. Now, she didn't. Subsequently, I did get to meet her. But let's say she wanted to move on with her life and she wanted to get married again and have kids and never tell her husband or her kids that she did have a child 10 years previous or something like that. Does she have the right to keep that secret? Because if I'm given that information, there's a possibility I could come knocking on her door and say, "Hi, remember me? You gave birth to me." So there's a battle over whose rights are more important. My personal view on the matter, if you want to know, is I believe the child's rights are more important. I believe every child has a right to know who their parents are, and I don't care what they've signed. If you're a mother, as far as I'm concerned, and you've had a baby, and obviously a father participated in the action, but if you're a mother primarily because she was the one who gives birth, and you've had a baby, you must be responsible for that for the rest of your life. And I don't care if you want to keep it a secret, that's your problem. But as far as I'm concerned, that child has a right to know who their mother is. But let me know what you think. Maybe you believe, as a parent, maybe you did give a child up for adoption and you don't want to go there. You don't want to go back to that again. Let me know. Do you believe the mother has rights in this particular occasion? And I know it sounds a bit sexist because we're not mentioning fathers, but it is the mother that gives birth primarily. And if we go back 30 or 40 or 50 years ago, there were no fathers in the situation. They'd done a runner. Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. You can WhatsApp or text and send us an audio WhatsApp message if you want to. Do you believe adopted people should have automatic access to all their birth records? Colette, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Colette?
Hi, Niall. Happy Christmas to you.
Happy Christmas to you too.
I was at a lovely show last night. Mamma Mia. Fantastic.
Mamma Mia. Here Brilliant. We go again.
Listen, I, you know my story too. I was adopted. I was born in a mother and baby home. I was adopted when I was 4 months old. I did meet my mother, but to be quite honest with you, like, she had me in 1959, mm-hmm. and it was too painful for her to go there.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like Pandora's box.
Right.
She was there, but she wasn't there. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get you.
But To be quite honest with you, I can actually say the lady was the adopted mum that looked after me. I would say that was... But I would still say now that that other lady gave me life. And now, as well, I can. I would say that you should have the rights.
So even if a mother signs, because when she puts when she puts a child up for adoption, she signs.
1960, the adoption order, I think. And I was born in July 59. But I still think, you know, you should have your right. You should have them rights.
So does your right to know who your parents are supersede her rights to privacy?
I still think you should.
Well, then this it's deeply disappointing, isn't it?
Some of my mother's sisters don't even know that I exist and I'm 60 years of age.
I mean, it is very disappointing today that we're being told now that this new legislation will come in, but you will not have the right. Well, there's no point in the legislation, to be honest with you. But you won't have the right to know or to your records or your birth. I mean, we haven't moved forward at all.
Because I got all these things, and I got all things marked out, you know? Black marker and, the usual.
So you can,
and in some places you put down, and some things like in the places would put down full term, or some things did a weekly thing, where for my one they didn't. And I said, did they not think that these children would grow up and want to see these things?
And do you have a birth certificate?
I don't regret, no. I don't
no,
regret
no, I'm, I, no, I'm asking you, do you have you got your original birth certificate?
In Galway? No, I don't regret.
No, I didn't ask you that, Colette, sorry. Colette, do you have your original birth certificate?
Oh, I have, yep.
Okay.
I have two.
And how did you get the original birth certificate?
I went through the priest and I gave a donation.
Okay.
The money talks.
Right, okay.
You know what I mean?
So, and on that birth certificate, it's not the adoption certificate, it has your original birth mother's name.
Original, yeah.
Okay. Because they're difficult to come by.
I have two.
Yeah.
I was called Anne. My mother called me Anne Carmelo, and I would have been Burke. But my mum then was Colette Tourette. But it seems funny, but that's why I have two of them.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
Oh, you're a character, Colette.
And my little bird Nathan is singing here.
Nathan?
Yeah, after Nathan Carter.
Oh, right. What does he sing? Wagon Wheel.
Carter sings Wagon Wheels, but my bird, like, he warbles, little canary, a white little canary.
And does he warble on demand?
Does he? Well, he was singing there a while ago.
Like, if you asked him to sing, would he sing?
He probably would, yeah.
Give him a go there.
Nathan. Sing for Niall. There you are. He's looking at
me. I was going to say, was that you or the bird that was warbling there, was it?
Hello, Nathan. Come on. Niall wants to hear you sing. He won't do it on demand.
No, he won't do it on demand. Never work with animals and children. Stay there for a second, Colette. Let me go to Peter. Peter.
How you doing?
How you doing, Peter? Imagine calling your bird Nathan, but how and ever. Anyway, only on this show things like that happen.
And you wonder why she won't sing.
You've insulted the poor bird. Okay, anyway, getting back to this particular issue, look, it is a very serious situation for people out there who are adopted. 80,000 people in this country were adopted. Many of those don't know who their birth parents are, and now probably never will.
Yeah, I don't think that they should unless both parties want to meet. If the parents don't want to know who you are, then you shouldn't be told.
And so you don't believe, say, take me as an example, you don't believe that my rights supersede that of my birth mother's?
No, definitely not.
But surely as a human being, I have a right to know who my mother and father is.
Why?
Well, I just do. Surely as a human being, I have that. I should have that right.
That's just being inquisitive.
It's not just being inquisitive. It's more than that.
Yeah, but I think you should get medical records and all that kind of stuff that you may need. Mm-hmm. But other than that, no. I mean, you're saying, like, let's say your mother doesn't want to know you for some particular reason. I don't know why. Let's say she was raped or something, or something traumatic happened.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason why she doesn't want to know you. And now you're going to bring up that and possibly destroy a marriage, possibly a family, because you just come, as you said yourself, knocking on the door.
But she made a decision.
You're going to leave other kids, but you could possibly leave other kids then pretty much without a father because just a piece of information that you want to know that is really inquisitive.
So what you're concerned about is a mother who may have moved on with her life, got married, had kids, and never told her husband, never told her kids, and this is going to bring up a whole can of worms for her.
You don't know what's going to happen. Plus then there's the dad. She doesn't want her stuff going around the place. And that should be up to her.
Well, I understand the point you're making, and I understand the ramifications of it. If you know, depending on the type of person who's going looking for her, you know, who maybe doesn't want to keep it quiet. But I also do understand that there are people out there, I believe young people out there and older people, who have no idea who their mother and father is, and I believe they have a right to know. And, you know, if you've had a baby, be it put it up for adoption or whatever you did at the time, I still believe you have a responsibility. You're the one who got pregnant.
So if I said to you that person was raped, or let's say...
Yeah, but you're... No, hang on. What you're doing is, but you're pulling out a red herring here, Peter. How many cases of adoption are due to rape? Probably a very small amount.
But you still have to look at it at that point.
But that's the whole basis of the whole abortion referendum was around these kind of red herrings, these minority cases.
So what you're saying is because there's a red herring, because someone's raped and they don't want to have an abortion, then you should automatically have the right to know who the
I believe so. I personally believe that you have the right. Peter, you know who your mother and father is, don't you?
Yep. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no, I do, yeah.
I have no idea who my father is. I know who my mother is, but I have no idea who my father is. I had no idea until I was 52 that I had a sister.
Yeah, but I still don't think that the mother or whatever it is, the parents should be, they shouldn't be, like, unless they want to know who you are.
If you want to pull a red herring out, what happens in a situation, let's say I'm 21, 22 years of age, I meet a lovely girl at a dance or a disco or whatever it happens to be, we fall in love, turns out she's my sister.
Unfortunately, these things, I'm sure...
Oh, well, but that, so that red herring is okay, but yours is not?
Because
it is a red herring.
Of course it is, yeah, but I'm sure it's happened before, and I'm sure it'll happen again. And it's one of those things. I just don't think that you should know.
Okay, but stay there. Let me just go to John. You're on Classic Kids. How you doing, John? Stay there, Peter.
Niall, that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He literally has never had the feelings like we had. As you know, I'm one of I'm an adoptee, the same as yourself. I agree 100% with you. It's a disgrace. I think we need to go to the Court of Human Rights for this at this stage. Ireland is a disgrace the way they're carrying on. I mean, in all fairness, you should be responsible for your child. If you give birth to a child, you should be responsible for it. And that child is 100% entitled to know who you are and where you are or whatever. It's crazy. Like, I mean, that the whole legislation that's been going on there for the last couple of years is just a complete joke. They've just reissued the same thing in a different wording.
Nothing is going to change. The point is, nothing is going to change.
We are definitely breaking some human rights laws here, Neil, or not, sorry, with to do this. We have to be. We definitely are. Like, we're draconian. We're complete disgrace altogether.
Well, you know? I mean, Peter's point is that, you know, what happens if, you know, your birth mother has moved on, got married, had a couple of kids, and doesn't want you to know or doesn't want you coming back into her life again?
I don't think you have the right to be... Once you give birth to another human being... Being in this country, that human being is a citizen of Ireland, and that human being has the right to know who you are. You can't move on from there. Since if you want to move on, then you've got to come clear or become clean with your new spouse or partner or whatever, and tell them all this. Otherwise, like, you can't go on like that. It's the same there as you said with the red herring stuff. No, I'll give it. You said, brother, when I was tracing my family, the social worker who helped me trace my mother told me of a case in Cork that was 100%, this is genuine, that these people were engaged and they were brother and sister.
I mean, that's shocking.
Unbelievable. You know, and that's liable to happen, as you know.
Of course it is. I mean, look, when I found out about my own sister, I was 52 years of age when I found out I had a sister. And it turned out when I contacted her, we contacted each other, we got in touch, we met each other, we had dinner out, and it was lovely. It was great to meet her and have a chat with her. Now, we don't really have a relationship with her. I message her on Facebook every now and again or whatever, right? And we talk at Christmas. But she was also put up for adoption. She lived, Peter, you listen to this, she lived a mile she lived a mile away from me. She's only a year and a half younger than me. She lived a mile and a half away from me. She knew all my friends. She went to the same places I went to. She used to go to Tamanga when I was the DJ there. And, you know, we hung around in the same circles. It's quite possible I could have ended up with her.
I was the same. My sister was born in England, but I lived there for many years. And the dance hall I used to go dancing, and she danced there as well. that's how crazy this was, like.
Yeah, I mean, Peter, can you accept that? You know, that, you know, it's unfair on people not to have information about their own origins.
I still disagree. I mean, there's always going to be red herrings. There's always going to be exceptions. You're just saying your rights supersede anything else. Like, you don't, you have no idea the circumstances around why this has happened.
All right, we'll say that because I have to take a break and I want to come to Carl after the break as well. I want to play some of your WhatsApp messages. If you want to send us an audio message on WhatsApp, you can. Just hit the little microphone at the bottom of WhatsApp there on the right-hand side. Hold on to it. Give us your message and send it to us and we'll play it on the air.
Niall Boylan, you are 100% right. It's not too often I agree with you. And you've had a baby. But I agree with you this time, Niall. If a child is born and is given up for adoption when it comes to 19 or 20 years old, he has a right or she has a right to know who her parents were, who gave birth to her, where their mum and dad came from, what they done, why they gave them up.
Let me know, do you believe the mother has rights?
The mother has no right. She has a right to turn them away and say, look, I have a different life now and I want to get out of my own life.
Good to hear he was commentating as he was listening to the radio and waiting for the next question. Okay, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008 if you want to text us or WhatsApp. Whose rights are more important? Catherine Zabona said today that the new tracing bill, adoption tracing bill, basically is not going to change anything as such because adopted people will not be given unrestricted access to identity information or birth certificates. So nothing has really changed. Typical Ireland. Niall, why do you think the rights of a child supersede somebody else's? Well, not somebody else's specifically, just the mother's. What gives them that? Parents who are pregnant might think if they haven't the right to privacy will push them, will push them to have an abortion instead of someone calling to the door in the future. I get the point you're making. Yeah, I'm not going to completely disagree with your point, and I do understand that. But I think there's always going to be a sacrifice when we bring in legislation. And you are sacrificing somebody's rights. Because what we're essentially saying is the rights of the child are not important. We're essentially saying the rights of the mother now supersede that of the child by saying that we're not going to give people the right to access to information and birth certificates. So is that right? And I think, Texter, you would probably agree with me, that's equally not right either. So somebody has to have more rights than other for legislation purposes. And I think on this particular occasion, when you've got a young person versus somebody who may be in their senior years, you know, I believe that person's right to know who they are is important. And I believe, because I was adopted and I understand why it's important, I believe it's really, really important. I'm not suggesting somebody's going to pop their clogs and they're not going to find out ever. But I think if there's any possibility of reconciliation or any possibility of a meeting, it has to happen, obviously, before the mother passes away. So I do believe on those grounds, I believe that kind of gives the right probably to the child. But that's just my opinion. Julie, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Julie?
How are you, Niall?
Julie, I mean, this is really disappointing for people who are adopted. I don't know whether you're adopted or not, but it's disappointing for people that they're now never going to know.
Well, I am adopted on my father's side. So, like, my mother is my natural mother.
Okay.
And my father adopted me when they met when I was about 3 years of age.
Okay.
And
so he adopted you as a guardian.
Adopted me.
Yeah.
And he has been the best. Like, he's just like my father, out and out.
So do you know who your real father is?
I only met him about 4 years ago. And, you know, all the anger pent up inside me. We met about 2 or 3 days over, and after that, it just went, you know, kaput.
Yeah.
You didn't, that was the end of it.
But I suppose there was some sort of, in your own head, you just needed to know.
Yeah, he made me take a DNA test and he made me pay for half it and all that.
Oh, no.
But he knew.
He made you take a DNA test?
Yeah.
Surely he knew he had a relationship
with him. Oh, he knew. With your mother.
Yeah,
right. I'm the image of him.
Right, okay. And how old were you when you found out who he was? Just curious, sorry.
I always kind of knew since I was young, but I'd say, like, from the age of 30, I started asking more questions. I'm 39 now.
Did your mother never tell you?
She did, but, like, my mom was, she knew how he'd react, you know?
So she was a bit protective. Wanted to be protective.
Yeah. I had my father from my mother. Like, he's my father. Like, the
of course
man
he is,
raised
yeah.
me. Yeah, so that's how it worked out.
And were you afraid that would hurt his feelings, too, if you went looking?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and I understand that too, because I didn't speak to my own biological or my mother who raised me. I didn't speak to her too much about it until, would you believe, about 3 days before she died. I started talking to her about it, and she was really interested, and she was delighted to know that I had met her. She was delighted to know that I knew who it was and all this. But I hadn't talked to her about it before that. I knew she was dying, and that's what we spoke about.
But your mum wanted to know you, did she?
Sorry?
Your mum wanted to know you, did
she?
She
did, yeah. In the end, she did, yeah. We've only met, I'll be honest with you, about three or four times. And I find it's very difficult, I'll be honest with you, because... Yeah. I see this 85-year-old woman, I think she's 85 now, and I know she's not my mother, because my mother, as far as I'm concerned, is the person who raised me. She's my biological mother.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
She gave birth to me. And I wanted to know, I needed to know who she was, but I find it very difficult to force myself to have a relationship with essentially a stranger.
Exactly, yeah. I'm in that position now as well. My father didn't want to know me. That's the difference. He was pushed and pushed and pushed, and he just said no. He denied me to the ground, and this DNA test that I took when I was about 33 years of age, I'm 39 now, came out that I'm his daughter.
Yep.
There's no denying it. And
yep.
We met up for a weekend. We had a good time. There was a few phone calls. But then he started talking about my mother, and then I lost the plot.
Okay, he was making disparaging remarks about you.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But... I'm in contact with his wife, might sound weird.
And did his wife know that you existed, by the way?
She did, yeah.
Okay, so
he denies it, but yeah.
So he had told her?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No. My mom went in and confronted this woman when she was pregnant.
Oh, right, I get you. All right, so this law is certainly very disappointing for a lot of people. Say that, let me just go to Anthony as well, because I don't have much time. Anthony, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Anthony?
Hi, Niall. How are things?
Anthony, you believe this is unfair on birth parents to bring this up. Why?
I do, because I think ultimately it always falls on the mother. It always falls on the woman.
Well, she is given birth.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not trying to sound like a white knight now or anything like
that. No, I get what you're saying. I mean, the fathers are usually the ones that run off.
But you see, I knew, I went to school with two people that were adopted, and one of them met their birth mother, but she never told them who the father was. And to me, that would be like going to a movie and walking out in the middle of it and not knowing the full thing.
But that's what happened to me. I found out who my birth mother was, but I never found out who my father was. I got a few clues.
But do you not think...
I think he's a priest.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to personalize it about you. I'm glad that you did meet your birth mother. I was happy for you when you said that, actually. I think that was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of cases. There was incest was rife in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Rape. There was one-night stands existed.
Oh, yeah, fathers having sex with daughters and uncles having sex with daughters and nieces and nephews. That was, it was a problem in society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like you go and like this thing about medical history and this, that and the other, you go then, you find your birth mother, you can find your birth mother, of course, because she has to be down on the birth certificate because she gave birth to you, she has no choice. And you find your birth mother, but your birth mother mightn't have any idea who your father was. It might be a rape, it might be a one-night stand.
I find it difficult. I don't want to make disparaging remarks about women in general. I think women are very intelligent people, just like men. I would find it difficult to believe that any woman doesn't know who the father of a child is.
Definitely.
I don't buy that.
You don't believe in one-night stands and you don't believe that women
I do believe one-night stands happen every now and again with complete strangers. One-night stands also happen with people they know. But with complete strangers would be quite rare. And even then, they would have some clue as to who the person was. They might, because they got pregnant, they would have realised a month later they were pregnant. So they would have tied it back to the person and at least had a name or something. Listen, guys, I have to wrap it up. Unfortunately, I'm running out of time. I do apologise. We could talk about this all day. It's a really interesting topic. And I have so many interesting texts that I'd love to read out as well.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.